This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? Yes, you are. And you're listening to this radio show, so thank you for your listenership. But more importantly, thank you because you are an exceptional American and you know it. That's why you listen to this radio show. Okay, a lot of things going on. Donald Trump is, well, he's helping us to enjoy winning. We are winning. The American people are winning, winning, winning. And it's a nice thing to feel, isn't it? Get used to that feeling. I know in the last couple of hours we were discussing how, you know, winning is a mindset. It's a state of mind, just like losing is a state of mind. And you can see that the losers are really enjoying their state of mind and have been for a long time. We're talking about the fake news media. We don't have any longer the mainstream media. We have the fake news media. Anyway, with us right now is somebody who's not a faker at all. That's our very own Chris Street, and Chris is going to be with us for the next 30 minutes or so. And Chris, I guess when we get into the winning attitude of somebody like a Donald Trump, who's so infectious with his winning, it's really not difficult to follow suit, even if you're a Democrat.
Well, Paul, you know, a big part of America's problem is that we, by plan, gave away our comparative advantage. You know, in 1970, 71, Nixon was in trouble. You know, so he thought if I triangulate to the left and I pass all this environmental legislation like the EPA and Clean Water Act and all this kind of thing, that somehow they'd like him and they'd leave him alone. Well, they impeached him.
Right.
You know, and American people got left with all this sort of, you know, wildly left-wing legislation, you know, which, you know, may not have seemed that bad at the time and might have seemed good, but there is nothing like words and lawyers to take away your freedom. You know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights for the United States are actually very short documents, because, you know, the founders knew that those long documents, what was really in them was ways to take away your freedom. So this legislation that started in the 70s under a Republican, you know, played out over the next, you know, 40 years and really hurt America. And guess what? Our manufacturing dominance disappeared. You know, once you lost energy as a compelling advantage, because America has always been the energy capital of the universe, not planet, but universe. Once you gave that away, the rest of the world walked on us.
Well, I want to talk about the EPA for a second here, because my understanding, we've just had some revisions of various Environmental Protection Agency policies and regulations, something to do with water?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, Paul,
I know you did a story on this. Yeah.
Right. I wrote a piece on this that, you know, got, I believe it got some 2,100 comments or something like that. I mean, that's what you would call a large number of people responding about Donald Trump administratively overturning, or starting the EPA to overturn, the WOTUS, Waters of the United States. And what Barack Obama, in his infinite wisdom and his moral superiority, he signed legislation on February 28th President Trump signed legislation on February 28th to start getting rid of these regulatory overreach by Obama. And this week, it began with the EPA announcing that they were going to put in the Federal Register for the next 90 days an effort to overturn WOTUS. Now, WOTUS didn't sound like a lot. What it said is it gave control under the Clean Water Act to not just navigable waterways, but to intermediate waterways. Intermittent is, I think, exactly the term. That doesn't sound like a big deal, right, Paul?
But it is.
Now, every row crop in America has intermittent water, correct?
Right. Irrigation, it's called.
247,417,282 acres of row crops in America have intermittent water. And under the revisions in the infinite wisdom of Barack Obama, you know, who was born under a palm tree, you know, that is now subject to the Clean Water Act, which means that the federal government had the right to direct what type of crop was raised there, or what the land was used for, if it was going to be used for farming, what type of crop, how much, and in what way it was going to be farmed. You know, the Commerce Clause in the Constitution was really about making sure that when people crossed, you know, state lines, that they didn't tax them. When you first had the United States, each state basically had border guards, and every time you passed, you had to pay a toll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of a shakedown game. I wasn't working at all. So they got rid of it in the Constitution. You had the Articles of Confederation, then you had the Constitution to get rid of that. And one of the issues is very important is in navigable waterways, that when a ship would go to a port, say in New York, and then go down to Philadelphia, they'd tax them in Philadelphia for coming into port. And, you know, if you didn't pay the tax, they wouldn't let you in port. So, you know, it was deemed navigable waterways should be open to all. How do you get from navigable waterways to row crops? You do it with a pen.
Well, that's a great analogy. And by the way, Chris's story that he wrote the other day is up on Agenda 21 Radio. He wrote this for Breitbart about the EPA, and they're announcing, that, I guess it was last Tuesday, to the delight of rural America, that the Trump administration is moving to rescind the Obama-era's Waters of the United States. Now, this is the tie-in that somehow they've gone from ships coming into sea porting to your row crop to tax. I mean, this is what the left does. This is, I mean, how maniacal
and
is
and
this?
And they really did it.
Yeah, they really did it. Now, this gets into the thing about you can't capture water that rains. When rainwater hits your roof and you catch it through your gutter system in a barrel, you can't.
Intermittent.
Right. You can't do that. This is the maniacal behavior and thought process that goes on with these folks. And then they want to tax it. I mean, people are sitting in jail in Oregon for this. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Of course, Oregon, Malheur, Bundy's. Lavoie Finicum, of course, we're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. But this is the kind of maniacal stuff that goes on. And now it's all ended. I mean, what does this do that he has now changed all that? I know that made some people very happy.
I want you to know that this really isn't new. Remember the Beatles? You know, they had a song called Tax Man. If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet. I mean, this reach and overreach is not new. The Beatles were
they wrote 1960s. It, yeah.
They were Europe in 1960s. This is America. It took a while to get here.
But it's here.
But it got here.
Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. We got Chris Street coming back for a final segment. And, watch your water, I guess. That's the best thing I can say to everybody right now. Even if you drink the water, I guess that's intermittent because you don't drink it 24/7, right? I mean, constantly that hose to your mouth. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
I'm not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. He wrote an article the other day about the Trump EPA to dump WOTUS, which is going to free up 247 million acres. I want to say that again, 247 million acres of farmland. Now, Chris, people might say, well, how does it free up the farmland? And it's all about this water business, intermittent water, row crops, and things like that. But is it really that large? And, of course, the EPA, through their Bureau of Land Management, has been able to do some ridiculous things with the land out there by stealing it from people.
Now, well, I mean, it's they're not stealing it. You get to pay the taxes and do the work. They just control it.
Okay.
They're not stealing it. They don't want to pay the taxes and do the work. They want you to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it works, guys. So the I guess what this is, it's Scott Pruitt, together with Secretary of the Army of Civil Works Douglas Lamont, signed a proposed regulatory rescission of WOTUS as soon as the proposed rule change can be published in the Federal Registry under docket ID number so on. It will have 30-day comment period to review and revise the definition of waters of the United States. Now, how is that going to work? I mean, this is something that's very not very well known by people, is this Federal Registry business.
Well, it's actually, Paul, you know, the one thing the founders and the early people in the United States figured out, you don't want democracy. You want a republic. In a democracy, you know, 50 people get together and they lynch somebody. I mean, the left would love that idea.
They love that.
Public, you have to have process. You know, you've got to have transparency. And when you got and you know, there was the fake news was there in, you know, at the founding. I think it's Mark Twain said, if you don't read the papers, you're uninformed, and if you read the papers, you're misinformed. I mean, he was newspaper man, but yeah. You know, fake news is nothing new. What's probably new is that you, as the public, you know, can actually fact check it immediately on a smartphone. I mean, it was the left's invention that somehow they thought they would community organize through a smartphone. They had no idea that you would fact check their fake news. Most inconvenient.
Yeah, you know, that's just the revolution that's happening right now that is amazing to me, as you know, Chris, because you fact check everything all the time. Why do you too?
I'm the statistics guy.
Yeah.
Paul, everybody says you can't write news and give a lot of statistics and numbers and have links. All my articles have links. They all have numbers. You know, and people aren't stupid. You know, there's according to the elite, you know, giving them the numbers will just confuse them. Yes, it will confuse them with something called self-interest. And that's most inconvenient for the left, because the left wants their interest, not your interest, their interest.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually get paid by everything. I mean, they're in the money. I mean, Elon Musk was all upset about losing WOTUS. Why would he not? I mean, he's subsidized every day. His cars lose $30,000.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Loses $30,000, and he gets a check for $15,000 from the government.
You know, one of the things that you brought this out months ago, and you've touched upon it, you know, it's sort of intermittently over the last several months.
Yeah, intermittent.
What's his business model for success? I mean, he's just enjoying losing, isn't he?
Well,
I mean, really.
I have the greatest amount of respect for Elon Musk as a, you know, as an inventor, as a guy to get things done. He's relentless. I really, really respect that. What I don't respect is, you know, the public that allows him to absolutely gouge us. I mean, this is our fault. We allowed, you know, people to get in office who could easily, you know, be convinced with money that they should take our money and give it to somebody else. You know, Tesla cars are very, very interesting. You know, I mean, I think that SpaceX is a tremendous jump forward in technology. I respect all the thing Elon Musk does, except the fact that he absolutely gouges the middle and lower class of America. He wins, we lose.
I mean,
his business model is, you know, is elite oriented. If the elite are willing to give you money, why shouldn't I take it?
Yeah, I and it's not just small change. I mean, of course, he's got what's his stock at right now?
Oh, it's, you know, it's $300 a share or something like that. You know, I mean, amazing. Never made a dime. Doesn't expect to make a dime, but it's a fun company. You know, I just don't see. I think it'd be a lot more fun if it wasn't subsidized.
Yeah, it would be really a lot more fun. So you have these Tesla cars running around out there. None of them make a profit. They're all being subsidized by the government.
About $30,000 to $36,000 a piece.
Yeah, I mean, and so I mean, when does he run out of other people's money is the question. When is the fraud going to be shown?
It's not a fraud. He absolutely tells you what he's going to do. There's nothing dishonest about him. He has a business model. He tells you what it is. I don't ever use the term fraud with him. He's not a dishonest guy. Unfortunately, you know, people believe him.
Yeah.
I mean, California spent all this money, did everything for him. Where'd he put his gigafactory?
In Nevada.
Right.
Reno, Carson City.
There's no income tax there, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know where his tax return is.
But also the EPA,
you know,
of California.
Al Gore owns a $14 million house in Santa Barbara. Where does he pay taxes? Tennessee. That's where they have no tax state. So, you know, every morning if you go to Santa Monica Airport, you want to see all the stars?
Right.
Don't waste your time with paparazzi and all that. Go to Santa Monica Airport and watch the G5s arrive every morning, bringing in all the producers, directors, and stars from Vegas, you know, so they can be liberals for 6 hours a day while they work in Hollywood and then go back home and pay no taxes. What a deal.
Well, and again, beating the system, I guess, is really what it all amounts to. But,
well,
yeah, but
that's beating the system. Let's stay. I'm going to drop off here in a minute.
I know.
What I really want to say is, you know, that this change is not going to be the easiest ride. Now, you know, I know you advertise for Numana Foods and preppers and all that. I'm going to tell you there's actually going to be a prepper moment in America. That moment's going to come August and September, because that's when the Chinese have to roll over.
Oh, yeah.
CDs. You know, everything in China banks now are financed by short-term CDs, and they've got to roll them over. In August and September, there's a massive $5 trillion rollover of CDs.
Well,
I think it's when China's going to have their bad moment. I think the U.S. stock market will react poorly to it. And, you know, I happen to own a little prepper food myself because these things are rough. You know, we're going to go through some bumps here, but we are winning. Bumps are part of the winning, you know, because the rest of the world who was gouging us is now going to have to give it back.
Exactly.
And I don't think they're going to be very happy about it.
Well, listen, Chris, thanks for being with us, buddy. Really appreciate it. And great tease there. We're going to have to start looking into the China story a little bit more in depth. So thanks a lot, Chris.
Great to talk to you, Paul.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Stay with us for more of Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Chris gave us that tease about China. We're going to be covering that, actually. And you may remember, gosh, I think about a month ago, it goes back even longer than that, for years, Chris. Of course, Chris consults with the Chinese government. But you didn't know that. So he does. And especially their Supreme Court, which is kind of interesting. They want to know about American jurisprudence and so on. And they've been over several times to go to attend Chris's classes at one of the universities here. And it's interesting because, you know, they are interested in American jurisprudence, but they have their own application of it, of course. It's called communism. So anyway, you can imagine when all else fails, when the American jurisprudence system that we're trying to learn doesn't work, we just go back to the bullet and charge you for the bullet. Charge your family anyway. I mean, that's just insult to injury. I mean, it's cruelty, of course. Anyway, but the Chinese thing has been on the radar screen as a major problem, and we've been talking about it. We're going to really up the talk about it because this is going to have substantial impact on what's happening here in America come August and September. And it has to do with a lot of the bonds that are rolling over in China right now, which are not stable at all. Not stable at all. Okay, so let's get back. I want to get a little bit back into what's going on with this whole Mika, Brzezinski, and Joe thing about Donald Trump and the tweets, you know, the bloody face and everything because of the facelift, I guess. I don't know. The Daily Mail has something now. And I don't kind of cover these kind of things, but it's very interesting to see the reaction of the fake stream media. It's no longer mainstream. It's the fake stream media. I coined it. I'll claim it. I made that up. Fake stream media versus new stream media, us. Okay, I was listening to a radio host the other day, which I don't listen to other people's radio shows for the most part, but we have them on stations and stuff because, you know, and you're kind of forced to listen to stuff. We didn't create it. We don't really care about creating it, running around and creating it. Anyway, this guy was talking about how he, you know, coined something for a term and everybody's using it now. And I can remember, that term actually was related back to the Reagan days. Anyway, it's not new. Anyway, there's nothing new under the sun. So the Daily Mail comes up with MSNBC's Mika and Joe fight back at Trump, call him a liar, and say President begged her to come to Mar-a-Lago as she denies facelift but says she had chin tweaked and it looks awesome. Ginning up the president who says they're fake news. President Donald Trump viciously tore into Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on Thursday morning tweets for trash-talking him on their show. The host says, it goes down here in the article, the host Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski hit back at Donald Trump, calling him a liar and questioning his mental health after their former friend claimed the duo relentlessly pursued him at Palm Beach property while Mika was recovering from a facelift. Well, you know, a guy can only take so much from these guys. They really can. He can only take so much. It says, we're both certain that the man is not mentally equipped to continue watching our show. God. It's kind of like mental debauchery what's going on here between these guys, or with these guys. Brzezinski never had a facelift. They admitted that she did have a little chin under her chin, or skin under, I'm sorry, skin. I'm laughing as I'm speaking. I shouldn't be doing that. She had a little skin under her chin tweaked, but this was hardly a state secret. I didn't know that. Did you? It must have been a secret. It must have been a secret. I didn't know about it. If I didn't know about it, it's clearly a secret. Isn't that how you feel? If you don't know about something and they let it out and all of a sudden, whoa, that's called they're letting you know. But if you didn't know about it, it's still a secret, right? Mr. Trump also claims that Mika was bleeding badly from her facelift. That is also a lie, the op-ed says. Putting aside Mr. Trump's never-ending obsession with women's blood, Mika and her face were perfectly intact, as pictures from that night reveal. So, this is what, I think Donald Trump did the right thing. I think he used his tweet, and now they're ticked. And now everybody in the media world of fake news stream media, is got to be wondering, if I say something about this guy, what's he going to say about me? This is something that's never really... A president's never been able to do. Use Twitter, use a social media to socialize with his critics. And that's what we're seeing here. It's a leader who's socializing with his critics and calling them out. And again, he's calling them out publicly, big time, which is what they should enjoy. I mean, after all, I'm sure their ratings are going up through the roof because Donald Trump made that statement. He's helped them. I mean, at the end of the day, when we're going to look at the Rasmussen poll and talk about or polling data for MSNBC and see what the ratings have done, everybody's watching and stuff like that, I bet their ratings are going to go up because of Donald Trump. So it's easy. See, it's kind of like the Britney Spears thing where you got to get in trouble, get drunk, get slammed, whatever, go to jail, or, you know, this is Lindsay Lohan and that group. So the more attention you get, the more publicity you get, and... you know, the more visibility. It's all about visibility. Negative visibility is just as good as positive visibility. And that's what this is for them. Their ratings are so bad and have been so bad because they're so shallow. And this is the thing. This gets right into what Chris was saying at the end there. We're talking about him sourcing articles and referencing materials and things like that before he goes out and writes something. You go and look at one of his articles, and it's got all the references back to every statement he makes. It's called fact-checking. And not only that, but in this environment, in the new stream environment, this is how we do business. We can, you know, we highlight and we'll put links up to the sources that we have there, and we'll click on that. And guess what? Shazam, there's the truth. They don't do that. They don't live in that environment. I bet you they don't even know how that happens. They don't even know how that happens on this, on these computers and stuff, like on the new websites and so on. They don't even have any idea how that works, or what is it to even, you know, go out and do a research project. You know, in college, you're taught how to do research projects, or at least you do a research project. It seems like the last 3 years of college is nothing more than research projects, and especially if you have a science major. It's research, research. Of course it is. You're trying to constantly find the facts and dig for the... That's the way it used to be in schools. Now, it's you sit and learn from what the teacher or professor dictates to you. It's indoctrination. It's not going out and doing hardcore research. I guess if you're still in some of the colleges and universities where they are still teaching pure science, from a curriculum standpoint, hard science, let me put it that way, hard science, then you're going to be more inclined to be able to get that research done and do the research and know the process that utilized clearly the scientific message method without any kind of distortions. So research being done by the new stream media is just destroying the fake stream media. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Especially when you use a social tool like Twitter. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every
today
tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back with Maxine Waters. I'm sorry. I don't want you to spill your coffee. I'm enjoying a fresh cup of Agenda 21 coffee. Okay, Gateway Pundit, and this is something I think we played a little bit of this earlier. Not this clip. Well, actually, it could be. But I want to put it in context now, because Grendel 61, the guy who's running around going to all these different legislators, town halls and stuff like that, all the Democrats in Southern California, by the way, it's turned into a three-ring circus. He's done a great job. He really has. So Gateway Pundit has picked up on the problems with Maxine Waters by the Grendel 61 business. So, but anyway, there's a great article in Gateway Pundit. It came flying across the screen about a half an hour ago, and I said, oh, here it is. This is the title of it. Aunties offer meds again. Democrat leader Maxine Waters wants President Trump impeached and, drum roll please, exiled. There you go. When impeachment is not enough, is what it says. I was thinking the same thing. I have not read the thing. I was just hooked in by the title. So the next line is, when impeachment is not enough, Democrat leader Auntie Maxine Trump, she wants Trump impeached because he posts mean tweets. Oh my God, Maxine. Has he tweeted anything about you, Maxine? Oh my God. It says here, Maxine Waters leading himself to impeachment. That's a little clip. Oh, but that's not all Waters wants. President Trump impeached and then exiled. How do you do that? Oh, twit. Oh, I'm sorry. She tweeted. Women are, this is about, of course, mega. Women are outraged and fed up with this president. Impeachment isn't enough. Should we explore exile? Man, where's her head at? Oh, auntie, it doesn't work that way. This is what the article says. She followed up that tweet with this jewel on Putin and Trump. When Trump goes to kiss Putin's ring at the G20 meeting, maybe he should just return to Russia with him and their favorite ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. Auntie, come on. Come on, Auntie. This is what she has to put up, though, is this with Grendel 61.
Today is June 24, 2017. We are in Gardena today. We are here because Congresswoman Maxine Waters is holding a town hall. Unfortunately, I am not allowed to go inside, even though I have a ticket. So as you can see, it says Congresswoman Maxine Waters Town Hall, free order. But a couple of days ago, myself and hundreds of others apparently got this email. It says, a message from Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Thank you for your interest in our upcoming town hall meeting in Gardena this Saturday, June 24th. Unfortunately, due to the high interest in the town hall and the large number of RSVPs we have received, far surpassing the facility's capacity, priority seating within the venue will be given to residents of the 43rd Congressional District. We have reserved an overflow of space for those who do not live in the 43rd District, but who are interested in attending nonetheless.
Stakeholders. We are stakeholders in this district.
We're stakeholders and taxpayers in this district.
And this number is expected to
just a little bit of what Maxine was facing out in front. The stakeholders are got in, I guess, but the Trump supporters didn't, of course. And it's a mob scene out in front of this place with Trump supporters, white, you know, red, white, and blue flags, American flags, all the Trump hats and all that. She doesn't like it. She really, and you know, they actually get her to stop the, it's so loud outside, people yelling and screaming. She really can't do much, although she's leading a chant about him. Impeach Trump, which is kind of interesting during this whole thing. But the point is that people are now out and about confronting these elected leaders that are, of course, liberal. And they don't like it one bit. I told you, they have very, very, very thin skin. They've got to have everything all prim and proper and operational their way. Else, it just isn't going to work. It just isn't going to work. A little bit of disruption going on. Anyway, I just love it when a plan's starting to come together. Now, if we can get the California Attorney General, and if we can get the Secretary of State and Jerry Brown to all leave the state in exile, wouldn't that be something? They should consider exile, because there may be some criminal things happening. And I know Jerry had something whispered in his ear the other day, but I'm not going to tell you what it was. But it was by a local congressman. Isn't that interesting? Have you noticed that Jerry Brown's been kind of vacuous lately? You haven't seen much of him or heard much of him? He may be in hiding. Maybe he's already in exile. Maybe he's with Barack Obama in Tahiti. Oh, Bali, I'm sorry. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pleasant and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening to today's show. And the podcast will be up in a few minutes, so you can go to the website, agenda21radio.news, and click on the podcast, and you can get today's show and also the last week's worth of shows. A lot of stuff, a lot of content on there. Also, visit our sponsor, Numana Food, main sponsor for Agenda 21 Radio, and that's numana.com. Excuse me, .com/agenda. Boy, I get that one right. And you can click it. Click on the icon that we have there on Agenda 21 Radio. It takes you right to the Numana affiliates station, so you can purchase all of your survival needs. Now, as Chris Street was saying, and we're going to follow up on this one, that there's going to become an economic crisis point potentially in August and September. And this is something that he has been monitoring and watching. He had, like I said, actually advises the Chinese government on things of economics and judicial, the laws of the United States of America. So he's kind of an authority in this area. So we better heed what's going to be happening there. That's, I think, going to be a big, big story going forward. We're going to try and keep you a little bit more up to date. Chris brought it up today. But, of course, Chris has not been with us for a week. Well, almost a week. So we sort of missed him. But he'll be back with us again next week, giving us some more important updates on what is really, truly going on. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.